Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
How's it doing, dudes, catch-uppers, dudettes, whatever you'd like to be called. How you doing? Hope you're doing well.
They need some sort of collective noun that we call all of them, don't they?
Well, I feel like dudes for me in this day and age, dudes is collective. You know, we're all dudes. I'm a dude.
No, you're not. You're a chick.
No, I'm a dude. Like, I'm still a dude.
You're a girl.
Like, if you said to me, hey, dude, I'd be like, yeah, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that so patronizing if I said that to a female, if I was a female. As a guy, it's all right.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's like, you can call me bro if you want. I am your bro, you know?
No, you're my
sis. Or is
that
just me? I don't know. Am I speaking on behalf of all women and not actually meaning it, you know?
You're a bit of a tomboy, aren't you?
Yeah,
so
nah,
it would make sense if I called it to you. I can't imagine ever calling my girlfriend Mia a dude or a bro. She'd look at me and literally walk out of the room like, what are you doing?
What about mate?
Have you had a stroke? No, not a mate either. I'd say that to annoy her. She'd look at me and be like, is something wrong with you? Do you have like shingles or something?
Well, you do have shingles.
Good point. Good point.
You're still in your blood. You just got out of the 3-hour HR workshop we just had to do.
Oh, I know. That's why the catch-up's up a bit late.
Yes.
How was it? Did you have fun?
I actually did. It was actually quite fun. We got to draw on butcher's paper. I haven't drawn on butcher's paper since I was in pre-primary. So that was really fun.
What did you have to draw? Like a diagram of the office or something?
No, I just take notes, you know, on the culture of the place. It was a bit of fun.
Why don't you just take notes on your phone or on a piece of paper? Why do it have to be on butcher's paper?
Because I take notes on my phone every day. I want to mix things up. I want a mind map.
The whole office had to do it or just you?
Yeah, all of us.
That's weird.
Yeah, you missed out, buddy.
You guys are so weird. I'm so glad I have shingles.
No, I'm expecting you to stay at home today for the rest of the day and write on some butcher's paper for me, okay? How do you think we can improve the workplace? How we can conflict resolute and resolve and all that?
You know what? I'll plan tomorrow's show on butcher's paper and I'll take a photo and send it through to you. How does that sound?
That'd be great, actually, if you could do some work. Hey, today's show is a bit of fun. Josiah is still Shingle Sharla for the day, so don't expect much from him. But we do talk about what was a bit of fun is the servo snack debate. Turns out everyone's got a different servo snack. I love it. Feel free to get in touch with yours if you, you know, want to hit us up on the socials. We still want to hear servo snacks just because you missed the show this morning.
Everybody has a story.
Yeah. There's heaps of other fun in here too. Mark from Married at First Sight joins us. So sit back and let our beautiful voices wash over you for the next half an hour. Enjoy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, how's this? On Friday, it was going everywhere in Goulburn Valley. You may have seen it as well. It's the Florida Man Challenge. It's one of those things. It kind of quieted down over the weekend, but we thought, why not bring it up on a Monday because we're usually 3 days behind things anyway.
Exactly. So, we'll bring you the news. It's just a little bit late. Josiah and Ellie.
That should be our motto. So basically, if you don't know what it is, so many stories, and we talk about a lot of them on this show, come from Florida. Have you ever been to Florida, Ellie?
No.
No, I've been there before. I've been to Miami, which is in Florida.
Aren't you so well-traveled and rich?
Oh, look, very worldly I am. So a lot of the weird, wacky news stories all seem to come from Florida. So what people have started doing is you type in on Google Florida Man followed by your birthday. So for me, Florida Man, January 31st, and you hit search. And it comes up with every news story from that day that's appeared. And it does not disappoint because some of the stories are just ridiculous.
So what's yours?
So I put in Florida Man January 31st. And probably one of the best ones is Florida Man digs an underground tunnel to rob a bank. That was from a few years ago.
Well, he sounds quite creative. Good. I like him. Prison Break, episode 6.
It was probably my cousin. Florida cousin. And then I put in Florida Man November 8, which is your birthday. Am I right?
Good day. Good day. Yep. You finally learnt it. Cute. Good job.
I'll buy you a present this year sometime.
Yeah, thanks.
November 9. Here we go. Florida
November
Man.
November 8.
I accidentally did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Florida Man offers chicken dinner and $3 to get lucky.
That's so weird because that's what I did on my birthday as well. So fitting.
Like something you would do to somebody else. Please, I'm so lonely. Can I just come here for a chicken dinner? $3. I want some.
Oh, that is good gear. But I thought, all right, let's see if Australians can come up with as good headlines. So I was like, is this Florida Man Challenge just funny if it's in Florida? Turns out, yes it is, because I've tried Shepparton Man 31st of January, Shepparton Man 8th of January, and I've tried Victorian Man, and all I'm getting is murders, George Pell, cops are mentioned, a principal being stood down. Like, it is all heavy stuff.
Here we go, my birthday. Hit and run. Like, yeah. It's all, why do they get the weird stories and we get the serious, angry, like sad ones?
You know what we should do? We should do NT News 8th of November. Surely get some good headlines there.
Great idea. Hey, let me go. Northern. Sorry, my spelling, and I'm typing with one finger.
Your spelling's bad. Do you know how to spell NT News?
Territory. Territory.
N-T space N-E-W-S.
Northern Territory Man January 31st. Yeah, same deal.
Ah, oh, come on, Australia, get funnier news.
Here's breakfast. This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Go back to Friday's show because you and I had a discussion about something completely different that led us to focus on one detail. And that was, I was telling a story about a kid named Harry who got a treat, and that was a chocolate bar. And then he ended up finding a nail in it. So we wanted to talk about what you'd accidentally eaten. Unfortunately, though, the conversation got derailed when I was trying to tell the story. A little boy named Harry and his mum, Amy, went to the servo and got a little treat. And that treat was a Twirl chocolate bar.
Well, that was their first mistake, because when you go to the servo, you get a Red Bull and a meat pie. That's it.
So then we started talking a lot about what your servo snack was. And so we want to continue that discussion properly this morning on 13/12/16.
I'm going to change my entry there because Red Bull was probably my go-to when I was a lot younger, late teenage years when I was a tradie. Now I'd probably go for more something like a Dare Iced Coffee, double shot.
Mm. Still a very tradie option.
It is very much so, but I've kind of upgraded from Red Bull to coffee.
Okay. Anyway.
So my new is a meat pie and a Dare Iced Coffee. I'm going to lock that one in, please.
How regularly are we talking? Are we talking 100% success rate if you go to the servo, that's what you get?
I mean, every time I'm a tradie and going to the servo, which I haven't been a tradie in about 5 years, so.
So no, not 100% success rate.
No.
Well, for me, mine is always the same thing, but only when I'm on a road trip, not if I'm just like filling up, you know, like after work one day.
Well, you went on a road trip on the weekend.
I did. To
visit your friends. What did you get on the way there?
Yeah, a good 16-hour round trip to Sydney and back. It was a long time. Both ways, of course, went to my old faithful, packet of chicken twisties and some beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
That's
a real left of field option.
No, I love it. I'm all about the beef jerky because it's kind of not, it's not that bad for you. I mean, I'm then completely ruining that whole theory because I have the packet of chicken twisters as well. But no, the beef jerky is just a yummy little treat, like high in protein, pretty low in fat.
Sums you up as well. You love beef and you're a jerk.
It was actually the best call you've ever made. Good job. And also, like, obviously, chuck in a sugar-free V as well. Keep me awake at the wheel.
Oh, you've gone from Coke. Okay, be honest. Over the weekend.
Yeah.
On the way there and on the way back, how many Coke Zeros did you have?
Only one.
Oh, come on,
okay,
Eleanor.
One, but I had a Pepsi Max as well because I got a pie just out of Sydney and they didn't have any Coke at there, so I had to get a bloody Pepsi Max.
That is devastating for you.
Anyway, I know. I'm mad about it, but it's okay. I had a good time. I've still got some of my chicken twisties in my car if you want some.
I would love some.
When
you bring
free.
Some round?
No.
Bring some round after the show. You can pass them through the window at home.
Max from Kyabram, you've given us a call. What's your servo snack, my friend?
It's much like Josiah's. I get a Red Bull and I get four chicken tenders.
Wow.
I love this.
With a big M, iced coffee. Every day.
You get the Red Bull and the iced coffee. You've double dipped.
Yep.
Love it. And where do you get chicken tenders from? Are they from the servo?
Yeah, I go to the DP.
Yum.
They have hot food.
Yum. Delicious.
Max, you're speaking straight to my heart. What do you do for a crust? You a tradie?
No, I'm a tractor driver.
Ah, there you go.
And is this a daily occurrence for you?
Yep. 3 o'clock every morning, I get it.
3 o'clock every morning? That's like a midnight snack.
Your options are limited at that time of morning, aren't they, Max?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, this is making me so hungry already.
No, I could. You know what? I am killing for right now for a Dare iced coffee double shot.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you, buddy. I feel you. All right. Thanks, Max. Let's move on to Sam from Shep. Sam, what's your servo snack, bud?
Doesn't matter what time of day or how cold it is. I love my Golden Gay time.
Can I say something controversial? I've never had a Golden Gay time.
What?
I know. I feel really embarrassed to be an Australian.
Yeah, today's the day.
Yeah?
Today's the day. You've got to go down. Just I've got to take her down to the local servo and grab the Golden Gay time.
You're yeah, Ellie, I'm going to go there. I'm going to buy you one, cover it in shingles, and you're going to have your first ever gay time. We're meeting up no matter what.
Love it.
That does not sound appealing. So do you mean like if you're okay, say you're driving home from a big night at 4 a.m., you stop, your Uber driver stops to fill up your petrol and you say, hey, can I just get a Golden Gay time quickly?
Easy.
Oh, definitely. My goodness.
Even if it's -4 degrees, I will be there.
Interesting to know. All right, well, I'll try it just for you, Sam.
Thank you. I report back. I wanted to do it.
All right, let's move on to Bo from Baruga. Bo, what's your servo snack, bud?
A Nippy's iced coffee and a meat pie.
Yes. I'm guessing you're a tradie, Bo.
Of course, mate.
Wouldn't expect anything less.
What's the frequency with which you buy these? Are we talking a daily occurrence or just when you need fuel or what?
Pretty much Monday to Friday every morning, really.
Really?
Can I ask how's the guts, Bo? Because when you're doing that on a reg, do your guts end up getting used to it after a while?
Oh, you put on a bit of weight, but apart from that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Put on about 15 kilos since I started it.
Go the beef jerky option. That's what I do.
Not a fan of the jerky.
Oh, Bo.
What's your go-to meat pie flavour?
Just the plain old meat pie.
Oh, yeah. Bo, you're speaking to my heart, bro.
Nothing fancy about Bo's choices. Hey, how early are we talking? You said every morning. Have you had one yet?
I haven't had one yet. I'm on my way in at the moment, so I'll probably
Do you have, what's your local servo? Where's that?
The one in Yarrawonga next to McDonald's.
All right, Yarra servos. Look out, have the pies ready. Bo's coming in hot.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hello, have we got Mark here?
Hello.
Oh, we've got it.
Hey.
Not going to lie, we put you up to see if we could get the Channel 9 news theme, but, you know, you're actually a better result. How are you doing this morning, Mark?
Yeah, good. Really good this morning. How's things going up there?
I don't like Mondays, Mark, and so I'm struggling. I'm not going to lie.
You could be worse off, Ellie. Your partner could have said no while you said yes. How did that feel last night for you, Mark? Have you come down from it okay?
Look, not too bad. On the day, we're not allowed to discuss what we're going to say with our couples, with our partners.
Mm.
But obviously, the week that you have is a pretty good indication as to what you and your partner are going to say. And look, I was getting the same vibe from Ning that week as I was in the first couple. It was obviously a pretty tricky week with the friends visit and then the comments made by Jessica. So I think Ning was probably basing her decision from last night on what was happening around us, not the way that she was feeling. So, all good. We're a pretty cool story, and you got to watch this space and what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I'm going to put it out there and say when in the first couple of episodes, I thought that you guys weren't going to make it past like episode, you know, 2 or 3, but you've stuck around for the long...
Oh, wow, so judgy.
No, but just like you didn't have much of a spark to begin with, did you, Mark?
No, it was horrible. the wedding was an absolute train wreck, and I think that was pretty obvious. To be honest, the honeymoon wasn't that much better.
Yeah.
I think it probably took that big argument in about week 3 on just before the Gold Coast that probably kicked us in the bum a bit, and we sort of thought, look, we're trying to find ways for this not to work. Let's try and find ways for it to work. And I think that was when we both, our whole mindset changed and it became really good. Look, we're both there for the right reasons. There's no doubt about that. And I think we both weren't willing to probably walk away 100% until we'd given everything. And we hadn't really given much in the first 3 weeks to the experiment or to each other.
Mark, last night you said you want to stay because you want to fight for Ning. I know the feeling, mate, when you have to fight for a girl. What's your plan in place now to try and win her over, win her heart back?
Well, we have all of us have one last big sort of date, and we go up to the Blue Mountains, which was probably one of the best nights we had in this entire experiment. I won't give too much away, but it was easily the one of the best nights. It was fantastic, and it just gave us an opportunity to get away from the group, to get away from Sydney, and just to be on our own, because obviously we've been shelving a few big conversations that needed to be had in relation to the children, in relation to the distance between us, and then that sort of stuff gets brought up over the next couple of days. So, yeah, that's what happens. So that's what's about to happen. So, yeah, it was good. This week was probably one of our better weeks.
Oh, nice. All right, what I want to ask you about more than anything is the huge cheating scandal. We've got to talk about that. What were your thoughts when Jessica said last night, I'm into Dan, I want to be with Dan. What was your immediate reaction? Were you surprised? Did you see it coming? What's the deal?
Well, we actually didn't know. And people keep asking, how do you not know? You're sort of in your own little world where you're doing your own thing, you're filming your own scenes, you're filming your... You know, you're doing your own thing externally, and this was all going on behind us. And even at the boys' night the other night, when Cam asked Dan, "Did you have any feelings?" That was all just people asking. It was scripted. It wasn't scripted. There's no way that this can be scripted. It's too dramatic. We didn't know. So, look, you sort of had a feeling that something might have been going on, but we honestly did not know. So it was a bit of a shock when it all sort of came out on this commitment ceremony night. But yeah, look. I was there for my own reasons, and Ming was as well. And we had so much of our own dramas and things to deal with that we weren't really concerned with what was happening with the other couples. We were too busy focusing on our own relationship.
Hey Mark, are you still with Ning?
I can't. You know, I can't answer that. You know, I can't. But look, I think ours was definitely, you know, one of the better stories from this season. I think that as you saw early on, we really struggled and. Look, we've come so far and the finales are only a week away, so you'll have to wait and see, I think.
Yeah, it's been fascinating to watch,
mate.
You guys. I like the slow burn thing and, I feel like out of all the relationships, yours has been the most kind of intriguing. Like you didn't really know what was going to happen.
Very relatable as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Very relatable. Yeah. We have distance. We've got three kids to think about. So,
of course.
Very relatable to the viewer, which was good.
Yeah. All righty. Well, good luck for the rest of it. We're excited to see how it pans out. And thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Yep. No problem at all. Thanks, Shevin. Talk to you soon.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about someone that I have decided I am officially in love with. It's not my boyfriend, Gav. I mean, yes, we know I'm in love with him, but there's someone else, Jay. And her name is Jacinda Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister. I loved her already. We've established that long ago on this show. But something that you told me this morning has made me love her even more.
Yes, over the weekend, obviously, she's covered what happened in Christchurch with the utmost. She's kept her absolute dignity in the highest order, and she's being respected all over the world. The tallest building in Dubai over the weekend broadcast that touching photo of her hugging one of the family members of one of the victims, and that picture's kind of gone viral around the world. They've broadcast that in Dubai onto the tallest building, like crazy stuff. So she's being recognized worldwide for being that amazing. And when something like this happens, people like to dig deeper into the person, the woman she is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been discovered, we're in 2019 now, but in 2014, she DJed at a Laneway Festival gig.
As in like actual like Calvin Harris style, put your hands up, fist pumping DJ?
Should the Prime Minister of New Zealand proper spinning the decks, fist pumping, telling the crowd to get into it. And I thought, there's a camera next to it. You can see the picture. I put it on our story. Hit GV on Instagram. Have a look right now. Get on there. It's unbelievable. I thought maybe it's just a bit of, you know, show ponies for the cameras or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then you dig deeper onto her Instagram page.
Yeah.
And I discovered this photo, and it's from her in even a few more years back before she was in a politician as a side gig. She really was DJing. She was doing in-stores, like, you know, launches for like book, you know, if you're doing like a book launch, she's like the guest DJ. So there's a photo of her out the front of a bookshop spinning the decks.
Oh, my God. I just love this woman so much. She's a mum. She's Prime Minister of New Zealand and she's got a kid. Like, she just gave birth last year. She's
wild
a DJ.
Prime Minister.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine, like, where's ScoMo's DJ career? You know?
I mean,
like, he's got ScoMo the gangster name.
You know what? ScoMo was in the locker room for the Cronulla Sharks in the NRL over the weekend. He was taking selfies with the players because he's a big fan. That's kind of cool being a selfie man, but no DJ, I guess.
Nah, spin some tunes, buddy, and then I'll be a fan. Nah, I don't mind ScoMo. It's fine.
depending on what you think of politics, and you know what, New Zealand, I'm not quite sure how. Oh, she's obviously loved, but I'm guessing there's two parties, so there'd be people that don't like her. So politics aside, it's kind of the woman and the way she represents herself as a politician that's getting her so much credit. And it doesn't matter what you think of our pollies, whether you're Libs, Labors, Shooter Party, Greens, whatever you are, I think our pollies, because there's no one you can really think of in Parliament at the moment that's really stands out to me like a Jacinda Ardern does.
She just seems like a decent human being, you know? Like, I feel like she's leading from a place of compassion and just doing the right thing, and a desire to do the right thing, which is, I think, what more politicians need to do in this day and age.
You nailed that on the head, actually. If she's leading with compassion, we'll get you a long way, where too many of them lead with their heads and what their political agenda.
Yeah.
If you lead with compassion first, believe me, you will get our votes.
Yeah, and spin some decks while you're at it, DJ. Pollies.
And that.
Yeah.
And that too. This
is... Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to talk about Married at First Sight last night. I know we just spoke to Mark. If you missed that, get around our catch up later on today. He's one of the participants on the show. But last night, the cheating scandal between Jess and Dan was finally revealed. It's been going on for weeks. We've all known about it. The only people who didn't know about it were those people in the experiment.
Yeah, we just spoke about it to Mark from Married at First Sight just before the news. You can listen to that if you go to hit.com.au. The big C word came out last night, though, didn't it?
It, as in cheating?
Yeah, cheating.
Okay, just checking. yes. So ultimately they got to the commitment ceremony, and as they do every week, they have to write down whether they're going to stay or leave. And finally, Jess and Mick both said leave. And this is what happened straight after that.
I came into this experiment wanting to find somebody that I could build a life with. And yeah, I found that. But it's not with Mick. It's with Dan.
Sorry.
Beg your pardon?
What, who?
So all the other participants are like, what just happened? So shocked because they didn't see it coming, as we just spoke to Mark about. Didn't see it coming at all, didn't really know. And the ones in particular who didn't see it coming were Mick, Jess's partner, and Tamara, who is Dan's partner. And they're, of course, shocked. It just made me mad that that's how they found out, in front of everyone. Not, they didn't even have the respect to give their own partners the courtesy of like, hey, by the way, I'm not in love with you. I'm in love with someone else.
Yeah, but do you do that when you're cheating on someone? Do you go, hey, by the way, such and such is on the side, but just wait till I'm in a commitment ceremony with a bunch of other couples. I'll reveal it to you then. It just doesn't work that way. It usually just comes out another way, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I want to talk about this morning. I mean, obviously we don't all have commitment ceremonies for us to reveal who we are and aren't in love with. But there's plenty other ways you can find out that you've been cheated on. I found out that my boyfriend of 5 years, not Gav, whenever I talk about this story, people assume it's my current boyfriend, not my current boyfriend. My previous boyfriend was cheating on me because I noticed him and one of my friends making some like weird eye contact. Like, and I just knew something was up when they were talking about a Christmas party that they'd been to. And so I eventually just said, I've got to ask. So I pulled her aside and said to her, hey, like, is there something I need to know about that Christmas party? And she eventually broke down and was like, yeah, I'm sorry, he kissed someone else. Not her. It wasn't. She wasn't involved.
Oh, so it wasn't the girl he did
no,
it with.
No, no, but she just knew that it had happened and was a bit torn because she was friends with both of us, didn't know what to do. And best thing that could have happened was her telling me that, because I broke up with him straight away and, you know, that
once
was
you
it.
Found out, that moment would have hurt a lot. Did you? How did you go and approach him? Did you just go and punch him in the face?
Oh,
did you?
I was so
did you
mad.
Calm down and then think, how am I going to approach this? What did you do?
I was so mad. So we were all out for drinks, and I'd gone and I'd walked her out. She was leaving, and that's when I asked her. So he was still inside. So I went back in.
Oh, were you tipsy at the time?
No, I wasn't. It was just like a couple of casual drinks on like a Wednesday night. And I was driving, so I just went back in and I just took one look at him, and you could tell that he knew as soon as he saw my face. And so I was like, I'm going. He goes, oh, I'll come with you. And I was like, I'd prefer it if you didn't. And he's like, no, I'm coming. So he gets in the car, and as soon as he gets in the car.
You punched him in the face, broke his nose. I mean, I don't promote violence.
No, don't promote violence, no.
I reckon the guy deserved a broken nose for that one.
Yeah, no, it was not the highlight of my life, I tell you what. But it's all right. 3 years have gone by and I'm fine. I'm doing fine, whatever. Forgive him.
So how did you find out Gav?
Ha ha ha. Hilarious. 13, 12, 16. We want to talk about this morning. How did you find out you'd been cheated on? Was it as dramatic and as public as Jessica and Dan? Or was it, you know, more private on the side of the road outside a bar in a leafy suburb of Perth like me? Let's go to Sarah from Share. Morning, Sarah.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks. Now, how did you find out, my friend?
So my situation was I was actually dating a guy who I was friends with lots of his family members, so his cousins and that is how I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And what had actually happened was he had, cheated, and then he'd confined in his cousins who I was friends with, and I guess they'd sort of, you know, didn't want to tell me because it was like, you know, they were family, but they were also, you know, had a loyalty to me. So what had actually happened is we were all over the house for a lunch one day, and it actually come out while we were all sitting in a lounge room together.
Oh.
And his jaw just dropped, and he was completely silent, and he did not know what to say. And it actually sat there for about a minute in silence until obviously denying it.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about it was he'd actually, slept with a girl and then called me over a couple of hours later to have some jiggy jiggy with me as well.
Oh, God, what a pig!
What an absolute pig. How was that feeling when you found out with all the family members around? Like, was grandma sitting there, parents as well?
Yeah, it was everyone.
So kind of,
I think, or actually, like the sort of elderlies were off in another room, so it was sort of us youngins, like just the cousins and him around at the time. So I was kind of glad that they weren't around for that conversation. But yeah, honestly, at first I kind of believed him, but then as it all came out, I was like, well, his family's got no reason, I guess, to lie about it. So
yeah.
I was just, I was disgusted.
So how did you, after you found out and realised it was true, did you pull him into another room or go, all right, we're out, get in the car and have a chat? Or how did you react?
Oh, no, it was a bit silly. We actually stayed together for like a few weeks after that.
Yeah, it's
and
hard at first,
like,
isn't it?
Like it was just as segregated from the family for a bit, and then it sort of just kind of like, there was just too many, you know, gaps in between the stories and that. So I finally, just kind of came to the conclusion that it was true, and I just, I was just absolutely disgusted.
Oh, good
on you.
Every
guy just keeps digging, don't they? They try to save themselves, but at the end of the day, you've done the actions, guys. Fess up, move on.
Do you know what? I said that the Married at First Sight way they found out last night was unconventional, but it sounds like that was quite similar to the way you found out. The lounge room, everyone sitting
very
around.
Public,
All right. Well, thanks so much for your call, Sarah.
Thank you.
No worries. Let's move on to Beck from Shep. Beck, do you have a story about how you found out you'd been cheated on, my friend?
Yeah, my ex, I got like a vibe that he was cheating on me. And then I went through his phone on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
And then found all these messages and then said to him what was going on, and then he broke up with me that day.
No.
He broke it off. I didn't break it off. I wanted to make it work, but he broke it off.
No, Beck, my heart is for you.
Beck, it sounds like he did you a favour, though. He sounds like a bit of a pig.
Yeah, well, I sound so amazing now, so he did me a favour.
Exactly. That's how I feel about my situation as well. It's like I needed to get out of that relationship anyway, so really, you just, you know, did me a favour.
And through the breakup, I was like, this is, like, horrible. And then, like, now I look at him, like, this is, like, that was the best thing that happened. Like, I'll be stuck with him now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I feel you, sister.
It's an absolute blessing in disguise. Beck, can I ask, how is Valentine's Day for you now? Can you look at it the same? Because it is the day of love.
It's good now because I found someone mate. So he treats me really good. And so that was just the day that happened and, put it aside.
Are you happy that that was the way you found out, like, you know, reading it on the, without having anyone having to tell you, or would you prefer someone who knew had stood up and told you?
I'm happy I found out the way I found out because it was private and, like, his mum and dad got involved too, but, it was all right.
Yeah. Oh, that's
was there a moment where you were like, Ellie, you just wanted to punch him and break his nose?
Okay, I never punched anyone. Let's just clarify that.
Oh, no, I did hit him on the back and his dad was like, yeah, you deserve that. And I was like, yeah.
When your own dad says you deserve it, you know you do.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, all righty. Well, thanks so much for getting in touch today, Beck, and sharing your story. And I'm glad that you're happy.
Yeah, I am happy. Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Please welcome to the show once again our friend Benny the Bowls.
Nice, our friend.
Yeah.
That's so kind. How are you two?
I'm about to throw you under the bus.
How's your bubble?
I've got to butter you up.
Pardon me, what?
What?
Where's this going?
What?
Have we still got Shingle Sharla on the line?
Yeah, here in the back garden. Benny, don't you wish you were here just hanging out with me?
Your feet up, champ.
Yeah, feet are up. Just made myself some toast. Had a made myself a bit of a Turkish coffee before the show. Then I've been sipping on tea. Currently watching the Today Show, watching the sky and the clouds float by. So, yeah, my day's going quite well. Thanks for asking.
Are you done? That was the longest description. That's the longest answer anyone's ever had to how are you.
You're the only guy that wakes up to Turkish coffee.
Yeah.
Shirts off.
Anyway, the reason that I've gotten you in this morning, Ben, is because you revealed something to me last week. Just a little offhand comment that I've just stored away in the Nugget Factory.
So you got a bit, yeah, okay, what have I done?
Okay, so you were telling us about how you're from a German family.
Oh, yeah.
And that means that apparently you're a naked family. That's cool. There's lots of naked families out there. I get it.
Hey, Benny, we used to have spa baths as a family naked.
Well, that's what we want to talk about before we go. Ben, do you know what does this mean in German? I've always wanted to say this on the radio. Ich liebe dich.
Means I love you.
Does it? Yeah, it
sounds a lot worse than what it actually is. Ich liebe dich.
Okay, Ben, cool. We've established you have spa baths with your family. That's okay.
Jacuzzis.
I can get around with it.
With some schnapps.
One.
I'm just putting it out there what we used to
now
do.
Now you sound making it sound a bit more, you know, I don't know what the word is.
Creepy.
Unusual. Creepy. Okay.
One time I said to my dad, I need some female advice.
Oh, yeah.
And his words to me were, I swear to God. He looks at me and goes, grab the schnapps. Let's get into the spa. Oh,
ich liebe dich.
I kind of want to be German. This sounds great.
Sorry, continue.
You said to me, oh, yeah, me and my grandma used to shower together all the time.
Shower? Jacuzzi?
I'm pretty sure the word was shower.
Jacuzzi.
And I'm pretty sure you said you were naked with your grandma.
Yeah, we used to have naked jacuzzis, my dad, my grandma, which would be my father's, like, mother-in-law, my brother and I, my mum, my godparents. It was just a whole German nude fest.
The
Ben,
whole
can
family.
I just ask?
Yeah, I've got no shame in this. This is how I grew up.
With no disrespect intended here, grandma wouldn't have been the same as what she was younger. Was that a bit full on for a young bloke to see that in the spa with
you
his
say
grandma?
That, you say that from your seat, but when you grow up with it, it's not an issue.
But there's an age that it gets to an issue. Like, I get it. Like, I used to see my parents naked when I was like 7.
28.
Yesterday.
Okay, I'm not 28 yet, so calm down. But I don't reckon I would have seen, or maybe mum from time to time. I would not have seen my dad naked since I was about 10 years old.
Well, it stopped
eventually.
There's an
age where it stops. What age was it for
you? I remember. Teenagers? I don't know.
Teenagers?
Just sort of,
hold on. Like, had you started to develop?
Maybe when we started developing, when my brother and I went through puberty and we started to become aware of ourselves, and it probably then changed then. But
you
right
and grandma
up until that
got
point,
out of the shower at that point?
No, we weren't in the shower. It was jacuzzi. Sometimes a sauna. Depending
I love
on
how you think
fine.
You make that think that that makes it sound better.
It's just, I don't know. We just like, it's just the European thing. Mum was in there nude. Everyone was just nude. My parents, how's this, right? My mates used to come round and my father and my godfather, Uli, how German's that? They would just be cleaning the pool, nude. And my mates would be like, Uli, and they'd be like, good morning. You know,
great. Ich liebe dich. That means I love you, I promise. Nothing to do with what I'm doing right now. Benny, I've got an issue with it being a family member. I find that straight up weird. However, if you and I got in the jacuzzi and we were nude, it's very European. I wouldn't have a problem with that if you and I had a beer naked.
I've got no issues with that. I'll do
even
it
with his shingles?
Well, I'll wait till the shingles is cleaned up. But if the two of us got together and we had a few cold beers and some schnapps and a nude spa, there's no issues with that.
Yeah, I agree.
There are so many issues.
Like, we'd invite you, Ellie, but this day and age,
no,
you
I'm
know,
good.
Just is probably too
I'm not
to
a naked person.
It's 2019. I love getting nude.
No, so do I.
Well, if you look, hey, Benny, look at FaceTime right now. I'll just dip this camera down. I'm actually doing the show nude right now.
Behave yourself. What I really love about this is how sort of, particularly Ellie, her face when I told her this story was just really.
I'm not a naked person. No,
I can tell.
Not at all. Feel free to get in touch with us this morning, 13, 12, 16, or hit us up on the socials if you too are part of a naked family. If there's one person in the Goulburn Valley who has showered, okay, or jacuzzied with their grandma.
Jacuzzied? I've got to be seriously flat with you. I'm straight out with this.
It doesn't make it any better. That's what I'm trying to say. Feel free to get in touch.
We used to have snorkel masks too, which was.
Why did you need to see under the water?
Go to the promo.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I just thought I'd need to get myself a little happy song. Because I know that this story makes me cry. Okay.
The headline reads, "The Real Life Notebook. Couple married for 56 years die holding hands just hours apart because they didn't want to live without each other."
Oh, I can't. It's too much. Cheer up, Ellie. Perk up, perk up, perk up, perk up, perk up. Okay. This, you know my love for old people.
Okay. Everyone's got to go at some point in their lives, Ellie.
No,
you
but,
know this.
No, but you know how, like, just I have the biggest soft spot for the elderly. And yeah. So The Notebook, that scene, I mean, it gets everyone. You're a monster if it doesn't get you. But it tears me to shreds. So I saw that headline. I was like, I can't.
This is cute, but it's not Notebook quite cute. I feel like that headline's a bit of an exaggeration. So Will and Judy Webb, they're both 77 years old. They were 56 years married. They're born in Michigan. They lived their whole lives in Michigan. And she had a procedure that didn't do well. When the daughter offered to reunite her with her husband because of what happened and blah, 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 because they were separate in hospital, they decided to be together one last time. Unfortunately, the daughter's come out and said, people can die from a broken heart. That's what happened to my dad. The dad was there when the wife passed away. He was holding her hand. As the wife passed away after 56 years married at 77 years of age, she passed to a better place. She went on to heaven, we hope. And Will, hours later, could not let go of his wife and decided it was his time as well. And off he drifted to hopefully heaven as well.
I can't. Like, I'm tearing up. I can't deal with this.
Their daughters come out and said they don't want to live without each other, and they couldn't. So he also passed away.
It's okay, GB. We're in this together, guys. Don't cry. Just listen to Pharrell. Be happy. It's beautiful. They had 56 years together. It's fine.
You thought you were crying now, Ellie. Check FaceTime because I'm going to flip my camera around and have a look at the picture of the married couple.
Oh, stop. No, don't. Don't you make this. No, stop it. Stop it. You cannot make this visual. Oh, God. Do you know what song we're about to go into as well, Josiah?
What?
Leave me lonely. That's what they did, and then he died because of it. It's too much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie. Lady, why don't you just meet me in the riddle? I'm losing my mind, just the riddle. In the riddle.
It's always cruel doing this game on a Monday because my brain never works on a Monday. But hey, time for me to get it pumping.
Well, that's why we do it on a Monday, because we want to wake you guys up with a couple of riddles this morning. So if you know the answers to any of these, 13, 12, 16.
You did say one just before Pink So What, and Geordie from Shep's given us a call. Morning, Geordie.
Morning.
Welcome
right,
to the
Geordie,
show.
You're up against Ellie this morning. The riddle I threw out there was this five-letter word becomes shorter when you add two letters to it. What is the word? I'm going to give Geordie, even though Ellie thinks she knows, I'm going to give you, Geordie, the chance to answer it first. What is the answer to the riddle?
I take a step in the dark. I think the word is short.
You are bang on the money.
Absolutely correct, buddy.
It is.
The reason I can say that is because I knew that was the answer too.
Nah, well, you didn't answer it, so it's Geordie 1, Ellie 0. Geordie, are you happy to stick around as I give the next couple of riddles?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You feeling pretty awake for a Monday morning?
Oh, a little bit. Yeah, on the way to work, so I should be awake.
Yeah.
Beautiful. What do you do with yourself, mate?
Well, first day at work in a fair while. I'm off to do some deliveries this morning, some timber deliveries.
Mate, do you mind delivering some coffee
to
my house?
Yeah, actually, I'll take a bacon and egg muffin, please. That'd be great.
All right, here we go. Geordie versus Ellie. It is Geordie 1, Ellie 0.
Mm-hmm.
I stay in the corner, but I travel all around the world. Geordie and Ellie, what am I?
I stay in the corner, but I travel all around the world.
That's my job to ask the questions.
Baby.
No, I like where your brain went there, though. Very clever.
baby in the corner.
Geordie, anything ringing any bells to you, mate?
No, not at all.
Think carefully, guys. I stay in the corner, but travel all
around
the world.
Are you something that's like on a plane?
Oh, I just don't give clues.
What stays in the corner of a plane? Like the wing?
You're very cold. I'll give you that as a clue. Yeah.
I stay in the corner, but I travel all around the world.
Thick postage.
A stamp! Oh, he's sipping a coffee. Can you be more involved, please, Ringmaster?
As I swallow my coffee, Eleanor Rose Cheney, you have a point on the board.
Again, Geordie,
Geordie, one all. All right.
All right.
Josiah,
Yeah. Maybe you need to deliver yourself a coffee, mate, and get fired up for this last question. All right, here we go. This is a tiebreaker. What was the largest island in the world? Let's see how your geography before Australia was discovered. Let's see how good your geography skills are this morning. Ellie and Geordie, what was the largest island in the world before Australia was discovered?
Given that this is a riddle question and not like a geography question, I know I say like...
Wait. Oh. Geordie, have you got any ideas before she answers? Because I'm scared she's right.
This is a competition. I'm not just going to give him...
All right.
No, I got nothing.
All right, Ellie, you're up.
Is the largest island in the world the country of Ireland?
No, you're incorrect.
Oh, I was trying to...
That felt so nice to say that. I thought you had me there. What was the largest island in the world before Australia was discovered, guys?
I got it now. Just because Australia wasn't discovered doesn't mean that it wasn't the largest island in the world, buddy.
Ellie on a Monday is back. She's on. Geordie knew that as well, so I'll give you both the point there.
Geordie, thank you for playing Meet Me in the Riddle this morning, bud. Sorry you couldn't beat me. It's fine, whatever. Maybe next time.
Hey, Geordie, if you're in the Kyala Lakes area at all, I've got shingles and I'm stuck at home at the moment, so feel free to pop over that coffee anytime soon, bro.
No worries, man. I need one too.
Yeah.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Scoopla.
Time to cross to Hollywood to check in with our favourite, Dean McCarthy. Morning, Dean.
Hey guys, good morning everyone.
Now tell us, what's been going on in Tinseltown this week?
Oh my goodness, let's talk about Cardi B making headlines over the weekend. She has trademarked the word okrrr, spelled O-K-U-R-R-R. Now, it seems ridiculous, but actually when you think about it, if you imagine a car brand or a clothing company or whatever using that in their advertising, you would immediately associate it with Cardi B, right? Like that's something she created. So she is trademarking the word. She will obviously be paid anytime they want to use it. And she said, over the weekend on her Instagram, she said, every time I do an interview, everywhere I go anywhere, everyone wants me to say, oh, because we all do, right? And I love her. So I met her in Dubai years ago, but now that she's famous, I get her to say it massively. I'd record it on my phone. So there you go. She trademarked the word, and if you want to use it, you have to pay her.
Next week, it's going to be in the dictionary, but how do you even spell that? Like DG, I don't know.
Good point.
What do you reckon you'd patent, Jay, if you had to patent a word? Yours would be amazing.
Yeah, or wow.
Yeah.
Although Owen Wilson has already done that, hasn't he? Yeah.
Mine would be Hanjo. You know how I'm always Hanjo.
Yeah, or Buddy.
Oh, Buddy. Now, again, I feel like Buddy's been taken too. All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Dean McCarthy. If you need any more entertainment goss, scoopla@hit.com.au is the place to go. And, of course, catch Dean McCarthy live from LA on Sunday nights on our network and also at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards tonight on Foxtel.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.